Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's time for Volume 5 in a series that I call AOR, AOK, and on these episodes I celebrate a certain genre of rock music very close to my heart, but considered by many to be maybe lame or cheesy or whatever else you want to call it. It doesn't really matter. I love this shit, and if you're listening, I'm guessing that you love it too. So what I try to do with these episodes is just basically make what would have been an old-fashioned AOR mixtape and just play some really great songs from mostly very obscure AOR or melodic rock albums, mostly from the 80s. All of the songs pretty much in a similar vein, but most importantly, just great songs. So let's get started with a band from Tennessee called The Windows. And they recorded their one and only self-released album, Runnin' Alone, at legendary Ardent Studios in Memphis. And that record came out in 1987, and it's a pretty classic AOR album. Let's hear the title track, Runnin' Alone, by The Windows. band called The Brave appeared on the LA scene in the late 80s, and their one and only album, which was called Battle Cries, was produced by brothers John and Dino Elefante. And John Elefante was the guy who replaced Steve Walsh in Kansas. So the album by The Brave, this album was also released on John Elefante's own label, Pachyderm Records. It came out in 1992. The album's called Battle Cries. This is a great song from that record by The Brave called Tears of a Broken Heart.
Yeah!
Phil Christian was in a band with Mark St. John, actually, in the early 80s, right before Mark St. John would join Kiss. And then Phil Christian, with a new nickname, Magic Christian, became Cheap Trick's touring keyboard player from 1982 to 1985, and he's in the Up the Creek video. Then he released a solo album in 1988 called No Prisoner. And eventually he began performing with Cheap Trick again starting in 2002, and Phil Christian has toured with Cheap Trick off and on ever since. But we're going to hear a great song from Phil Christian's own album. The album was called No Prisoner, came out in 1988. This is a song called Facing the Fire. Far Cry, that's F-A-R-R-C-R-Y, one word. This band formed in Miami in the late 80s, and they released two albums on small labels. Mr. Red, White, and Blue came out in 1992, and Can't Bargain with God came out in 1994. And this was a very cool band, and I had a hard time deciding which song to play by Far Cry, but I'm going to go with a great AOR, almost a ballad, great song called Loving You. This song is actually on both of their albums, but I'm going to play the second version from 1994. So this is Loving You by Far Cry. Mm-hmm. So it has become customary on these AOR, AOK episodes to include a Canadian segment. So let's do that right now with three great songs by Canadian artists. And let's begin with a band called Simon Chase. These guys released one album in 1988 called Thrill of the Chase. The record was produced by Rick Emmett from Triumph. This is a great song by Simon Chase called One More Night.
Falling in love.
Stan Meisner is a Canadian songwriter who has written lots of songs for other people, but he also released three solo albums of his own between 1984 and 1992. I'm going to play a song from the second album by Stan Meisner, a record called Windows to the Light, which came out in 1986. This is a great song called Wild and Blue. All right, closing out our Canadian segment is a Canadian singer-songwriter named Paul Janz, J-A-N-Z. He released four albums between 1985 and 1992. Let's hear a song from his second album, Electricity, which came out in 1987. This is a song by Paul Janz called Alien. Terraplane was a band formed in London in the mid-80s by singer Danny Bowes, guitarist Luke Morley, drummer Harry James, and bassist Nick Linden. And the first three of those guys would go on eventually to form a band called Thunder in 1989. The first Terraplane album, Black and White, was released by Epic in 1986. It's a decent record, not spectacular, but check out a cool song by Terraplane. This is a pre-Thunder band. Basically, Terraplane turned into Thunder, essentially. This is a song by Terraplane called I Can't Live Without Your Love. Jimmy Davis is a very respected guitarist out of Nashville who put out an album with his band Junction on MCA in 1987. The record's called Kick the Wall, and the title track got a lot of airplay at the time, but I'm going to play the last song on the album, Jimmy Davis and Junction. This is a song called Over the Top.
Driven in, that's right. I wanna roll it.
Glory were a Swedish band formed in 1985, and their first album, Danger in This Game, came out in 1989, and it's kind of an AOR classic. Let's hear a song from that album by Glory called Never Stop. Aviator is a band formed in New York City by Richie Cerneglia and Michael Ricciardelli, something like that. These guys were in a bunch of bands together, late 60s band, I think, called The Illusion, and they were in Barnaby Bye, and they were in a band called Wiggy Bits, and also an early 80s band called Network. Then they formed this band, Aviator, released a very good self-titled album with RCA, in 1986. Could have played several songs from this record, but I'm going to play a song by Aviator called Through the Night.
Do
Before Glenn Burtnick replaced Tommy Shaw in Styx, he was in a sort of run-of-the-mill post-70s type power pop band called Helmet Boy, who released an album on Asylum in 1980. Then Burtnick released a couple of solo albums in the 80s, Talking in Code in 1986 and Heroes and Zeros in 1987. Let's hear a song from that first album, Talking in Code by Glenn Burtnick. This is a song called Love Goes On.
Give me your hand, there's a place I can take you. Just dry your eyes and I'll show you the way. Watch me. Watch me now. You need somebody to hold you forever. You need somebody, someone like me. I'm the one. Yeah, I'm the one. Whoa. When you think you're all alone and the sky is falling, when you're a million miles from home, there'll be someone calling. All will change, but love goes on. Who's to say what's right or wrong? You and I are here today. Forever love goes on. Change, but love goes on. Who's to say what's right or wrong? You and I are here today. Forever love goes on. Hey! Love goes on.
New Frontier were an AOR band formed by ex-Billy Satellite frontman Monty Byron and they released one self-titled album in 1988, which was produced by Richie Zito. This is a song by New Frontier called Change for the Better. Alaska were a British hard rock band formed by former Whitesnake guitarist Bernie Marsden. And Alaska released two albums, Headed for the Storm in 1984 and a record called The Pack in 1985. Let's hear sort of the title track from the second album by Alaska. This is a song called Run with the Pack.
So hard to find.
Zoid, Z-O-I-D, were a melodic rock band from Syracuse, New York, who independently released an 8-song, self-titled album in 1987. Check out the first song on side 2 of the album Zoid by Zoid. This is a song called The Cards Are In Your Hands.
Yeah.
This next song was actually suggested by a listener named Andy, who sent me an email and reminded me about this band Signal, which featured singer Mark Free. This was in between his stints with King Cobra and then Unruly Child. And I had this tape when I was a teenager. I really loved King Cobra back then, and I definitely remember having this Signal album, but I had pretty much forgotten about it until Andy, you know, reminded me in an email. So thanks, Andy. The album was called Loud and Clear, came out on EMI in 1989, and Andy is right. This is a great AOR song by Signal called Arms of a Stranger.
Looking back at fading.
Up next is a German band called For Sale, the number four and then sale. And their album Hold On was released in 1992. Let's hear a very cool song from that record by For Sale called Love Is Just a Game.
When I look in your eyes, I see the magic there. Oh, if I could be with you. A thousand days, a million years.
Love is the stronger thing in the world.
And now we move on to a band called For Sale, this time F-O-R, For Sale. This was a Swiss band fronted by future Gotthard frontman Steve Lee. The band released one album called Stranger in Town in 1988. Let's hear a great song from that record by For Sale called No Time, No Chance.
Thank you.
In the 80s, Kurt Howell was in a band called Southern Pacific with Stu Cook from CCR and John McPhee from the Doobie Brothers. But after that band broke up, Kurt Howell tried to launch a solo career. He released one self-titled album with Reprise in 1992. Kurt went on to have a successful production career, but let's hear the first song from that 1992 record by Kurt Howell, a song called Let's Run With It. Snakes in Paradise are a Swedish band that formed in Stockholm in 1993, and they released three albums before breaking up in 2003. Let's hear a song from the first self-titled record by Snakes in Paradise, came out in 1994. This is a song called Book of My Life.
Sitting down, I can figure it out. I can't believe the words I said. And sometimes I feel like I'm a million miles away. Come on, baby, until we die, we gotta live and let go, set our hearts on fire. Make love all night until we see the
Johnny Lima is a singer-songwriter from the San Francisco Bay Area who is still very active. He put out a cool record in 2014 called My Revolution, which you can buy on his website for $5.99. Go check him out. This guy's really good. I'm going to play a song from his 1996 self-titled debut. This is a song by Johnny Lima, L-I-M-A, called Never Gonna Let You Go.
Waiting so long for a woman so true.
All right, that's going to do it for Volume 5 of AOR AOK. Stay tuned for Volume 6 eventually down the road. I hope you enjoyed that. I think this was a really cool group of AOR songs. Let me know what you think. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com or go to the Facebook page and let me know what you think. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a more recent recording. This song came out in 2006, so shit, that's almost 10 years ago now, but recent by AOR AOK standards. Plus, wait until you hear this song. You would never know that it didn't come out in 1989. This guy, Michael Bormann, he was the front man for a very cool German melodic rock band called Jaded Heart from 1990 all the way to 2004. And after that, he launched a solo career, which brings us to this song from his 2006 album called Conspiracy. This is a killer song by Michael Bormann. Like I said, you would never know that this song didn't come out 20 years earlier than it did. Great song called Living Just a Lie. Till next time.
I believe in what my
be back.